Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. You've got mail. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In 2012, 19-year-old Eric Simons was enrolled in AOL's 4-month startup incubator program called Imagine K-12, based at its Palo Alto headquarters. The program awarded him $20,000 to work on his education startup, a generous sum for a teenage entrepreneur. But most importantly, it gave him a building badge, allowing him to fully access AOL's 80,000-square-foot campus. But perhaps most intriguing and impressive than Simons' scholarship was what happened after, where Simons continued to full-on squat at AOL headquarters for months after his time there was finished. Today on Ghost Town, the story of Eric Simons and his infiltration of AOL headquarters. At 19, Eric Simons' time at his AOL startup incubator was done. But he wasn't. After the 4-month program completed, Simons realized that his badge still worked, and the broke teenager began coming back to AOL to continue his work on his own tech startup, ClassConnect, a platform that allowed teachers to build and share resources with students, parents, and colleagues. Quote, "After the first 2 to 4 weeks, I realized, wow, I'm actually getting away with this. No one really cares," Simons said. He would take and eat the company's free food and enjoy plenty of staff gym access. Then he began using the company's lockers for storing his clothes and laundromat for cleaning them. Soon Simons was full-on sleeping on the couches outside of security patrol areas. In an interview with Inc., he said, quote, "I could have packed up and gone home to Chicago. The reason I didn't want to do that was because I needed to raise money so I could get the product launched and get a good team. The easiest thing I could have done was just close up shop and end ClassConnect. I think what we're working on here is going to have a very meaningful impact on education, and that's something I'm very passionate about. So I did whatever I had to do to get the company off the ground." To make sure he remained undetected, he'd wake up at a certain hour each morning and leave late that night. "There were so many people going in and out each day," Simons said. They'd say, "Oh, he just works here. He's working late every night. Wow, what a hard worker." It was only after a security guard came in early one morning that he was finally caught. Quote, "One of the guys who manages the building came in at like 5 or 6 in the morning," Simons said, "and he scoured the entire place to find me, and he ripped me a new one. He was pissed that I was treating it like a dorm, which was reasonable." Allegedly, the security guard who found Simons knew that he was previously a member of the Imagine K-12 incubator and did not call the police. But getting on the record information about AOL's actions and reactions to what happened to Simons was surprisingly hard for me to come by. David Temkin, AOL's senior vice president of mobile and mail, actually said, on record, quote, "I think he actually was sleeping there. I did not personally see him, but I have every reason to believe that this was the case. It was always our intention to facilitate entrepreneurialism in the Palo Alto office. We just didn't expect it to work so well." Now, a mere year later, 20-year-old Simons has been able to secure $50,000 in seed funding from Ulu Ventures and Silicon Valley venture capitalist Paul Scherer based on the work he did while squatting at AOL's headquarters. ClassConnect, now called Clayco, is being developed out of a rental house in Palo Alto, where Simons is now comfortably living, in his own room, I may add. He's also rented out one of the rooms that has a bunk bed in it using Airbnb, just in case any other scrappy, self-motivated entrepreneurs need a place to crash for a night or for 60.
It's interesting that nowadays, businesses or offices can't get employees to come into the office. And this person was like, "I'll just live in this office."
I'm just going to stay here. Well, I love it because it also speaks to the culture of startups where they want you there all the time. And it's like, oh, do you? Oh, no, you don't. You don't. Because they have all these amenities and things to like keep you there, to keep you productive. And it's like when someone takes advantage of that, it's a bad thing.
I'm sure there's insurance related things. Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, getting taken advantage of. And if one person does it, then two people to do it. Yeah, it's we want to make as much money off of you mm-hmm. essentially as we can. And it costs us the least amount of money.
Absolutely. And a 20-year-old can live anywhere, you know,
like take it
try
from us.
Them, try them.
Take,
exactly.
take it from us.
Barely 20 pluses, yes. I would say. But it's also very funny in the Inc. Interview with Simons, they ask him repeatedly if he had broken the law. And he's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. He's never been formally prosecuted or anything by AOL. He just kind of moved on to the next thing.
Probably also might be a bad look for AOL. It's like, yeah. Oh, are you... People feel the need they have to live there. Are you not paying mm-hmm. them well, or is it a bad look? And also, listen, we're keeping AOL in the news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You're welcome, AOL.